setting 4, page 203. Hymns to be sung today are taken from the Lutheran Service Book. Number 605, Father Welcomes. Number 551, When to Our World the Savior Came. Number 633, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. Number 741, Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense. And number 684, Come Unto Me, Ye Weary. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Reverend Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is Faith Well Founded. The sermon text is Matthew 9, 18 through 20. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Worship. There are a number of announcements I would like to highlight. First is that not only do we have the opportunity today to gather and worship, and tomorrow evening on Monday 5:30 we will continue our Monday evening services, but we have a service of Thanksgiving this Wednesday at 5:30. So if you would like to join in giving thanks and praise to God, 5:30 we will be meeting here in the sanctuary. Following this week, we have soon to arrive the Advent season, and so there are activities that are going on. I see that the trustees are looking to put up a nativity set the 27th of November, and there is the Peace Women, they are having their bazaar the 9th of December, and we have the cantata on Sunday the 10th and the children's program the Sunday the 17th. So we have many opportunities to gather together, but many opportunities to invite people to join us together in worship as we look forward to the days when we are able to celebrate what our Heavenly Father has done for us. This morning, our service will be Divine Service Setting 4 on page 203, and I invite you to sing with me our opening hymn, numbered 605.
Salvation, life forever. leads all his children to his family through his son. All the giving his salvation, life forever has been won.
I invite the congregation to please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority. I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue and speak responsively the introit. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let's make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Isaiah, the 51st chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces that pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? And you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy. And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to Zion, you are my people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read the gradual with me.
You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy.
The epistle comes to us from Colossians, the first chapter, beginning at verse 9. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to stand as you are able as we continue with the Alleluia and verse.
Written that you may believe that Jesus is
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and saw her. He said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all that district. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to speak with me the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and the children that are present are invited to come forward for a message. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. How are all of you doing today?
Good.
I hear most of us are doing good, but maybe there's some that aren't exactly comfortable, or they are not comforted with the situation. Do you always like coming forward and people being able to see you and me? For some of us, that's not always comforting, is it? So, but yet, we have things in our lives that help us to be comforted, right? There are different things that help us to be comforted. Yeah, like maybe this, somebody being held. That kind of brings comfort, right? Yeah. Or maybe we sing a song. Do you guys like singing songs when you're not comforted, when you need to be feeling better? Do people sing songs to you ever? Maybe. Yeah. Sometimes we can sing songs and be comforted. But do you know the thing that comforts me the most? Being able to pray to God and knowing that God is here for me no matter what goes on. Our Old Testament lesson talked about being comforted and that our comfort really comes from God, our Heavenly Father. He sends things that help you and me be comforted. How many of you have a favorite blanket or toy that you really like that when you're upset, you need to find it? Yeah, I know, some of us do. And so we have these things that God helps to comfort us, but Jesus is the one who is our true comfort. Because what do we know about our life in Jesus? Does Jesus love you? Yeah, Jesus loves you. Does Jesus care about you? Yeah, he cares about you so much that he came to be your Savior. You are loved. You are cared for. And you know what? You, through baptism, are children of God. You are blessed to be his children. Do any of your moms or dads help comfort you at some points in time? Moms or dads maybe give you hugs, or maybe they'll hold you, and those things comfort you. Well, we can be comforted by God and know that he holds us in his hands, and he is the one that cares for us today, tomorrow, and forever. So if you find that you're uncomfortable, think back to here at church. Think of all that God has done for you, that he sent Jesus, and that he loves you. And in him, find your true comfort. Okay? You think you can do that sometimes? Yeah, remember that Jesus is the one who is there for you, loving you, and caring for you all the time. Let us say a word of prayer with our church family that is gathered here today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ and for his life, death, and resurrection. And for his life, death, and resurrection that show how much you love and care for me. That show how much you love and care for me. Help me to be comforted through Jesus. Help me to be comforted through Jesus. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Today, tomorrow, and forever. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up, boys and girls. I do have some treats for you to have as you go back to join those that will be singing our next hymn 551.
And wandering from soul to soul.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon is based upon our text from Matthew chapter 9. And the report of this went through all that district. That's the final verse from today's gospel reading, and may seem to be a little odd to start at the end. However, the ending is not always the end of the story. How many of you have listened or recall radio or newspaper, comic strips or books published and produced with popular series, right? A series that would keep going on. Old-time radio show Little Annie, or some of the comic strips like Charles Schulz's Peanuts. You know, they kept going. And we see some things that continue this trend today. Podcasts, video game series, televisions, and movies. They all are looking to see how they can tell a story and have that story continue, especially when feedback from fans is trending to be popular, right? Because then they know that, hey, this is something that is a good money maker for us. So let's keep it going. We'll keep these series because people like them. The stories, the reports going out about Jesus through all that district, it wasn't exactly because of a fan following, and it certainly was not because it was being monetized. No, it was different. Jesus does what is truly worthy of retelling and ruminating upon. Fact and not fiction. When they heard about Jesus, they marveled at what he was able to do. And that would continue to be talked about from person to person, community to community, from region to region. And so, the last verse, though it is the end of today's reading, is also related to the first verse of our reading today. And the report of this went through all of that district. Yes, people were speaking and talking about Jesus. They were talking about him in a way that was positive. They talked about Jesus in such a manner so that others hearing about Jesus desired to see him, desired for him to come into their lives and do what none other was able to do. And so, we hear the beginning of our text today. Jesus is out there preaching and teaching. While he is saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus teaching, Jesus preaching, and then this ruler comes on in, kneels before him, and speaks words that are quite astounding. My daughter is dead, but I believe, I trust, I know that as long as you come and lay your hands on her, she will live. What a statement of faith. A statement that is founded upon certainly what this ruler had heard. Even potentially what he had seen Jesus do in the past. He believes, he trusts, and he hopes in what Jesus is able to do for him in the same way as he has seen Jesus work in the lives of others. Yes, his faith is founded on Jesus. And our lesson continues with an incredible story talking about a woman who has suffered from blood discharge for 12 years, who comes up behind Jesus just looking to touch the fringe of his garment, the very edge of it, and saying to herself, if I touch just his garment, I will be made well. What an incredible statement of faith once again. Just to touch his garment will provide me with the healing that for 12 years has been absent. This is the one who is able to do that for me. That is what she believed. Jesus turns, sees the woman, and then says to her, take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well. It's not that she touched him and through the act that she has been made well. It's not that she's come and traveled to him to do so, that she's earned this, but no, it's the faith that she has in Jesus that makes her well. So what about the ruler? We see Jesus healing the woman who is still quite very much alive, the faith that she has. But what about this father and the faith that he has? Will he be disappointed, or will he be proven to be true, to have a foundation that is well founded on truth, on fact and not fiction? We hear that Jesus arrives at the ruler's house. He hears those that have gathered to mourn the death of the girl, the flute player, the crowd making its loud commotion. And he says to them, go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. The ruler has already come and told her that his daughter has just died. And certainly we believe this ruler to be one who is capable of distinguishing dead from alive. And those that have gathered would not be mourning someone simply asleep. And yet for our Lord, the situation is as he says. For he arriving in and through him, he says, she is not dead, but she is simply sleeping. For the power of God, the power that Jesus has, is certainly greater than any power known to man. The powers that we know through our own abilities, the powers that technology helps us, the powers of our science and medicine, they yet are in able to compare, they cannot meet what Jesus is able to do, as recorded by Matthew. He says, go away, and then going into the girl, he takes her by the hand, and the girl arose. Yes, she lives. The girl who once had been dead, who had died, is now alive through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What astonishing, how great. There is nothing that truly compares to this. And so it is no wonder that the report of this went through all of that district. Those who believed in Jesus, those that came to him seeking help in impossible situations, Jesus helped them. Jesus provided from them. Jesus brought healing to them. And for you and for me, it is the same. We have that same opportunity to spread the report through all the region and throughout this district that proclaims the wonderful, marvelous actions of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he has healed each one of us, how we have been washed clean of all of our sins through holy baptism. As the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ washes over us, removing each spot, stain, and blemish that sin would leave upon us. Yes, Jesus heals us and through faith we are made well. Jesus is the foundation our lives are called to be based upon. We are called to build our lives on Jesus Christ, for he is the one that is able to make you well. Your faith in him is well founded. Your faith in him is where it needs to be. This world will offer many various solutions to the problems that we have in our lives. And yet, there is only one solution to sin. There is only one that will be able to make you whole. It is Jesus Christ. Continue to look to him and receive from him the assurance that you are forgiven. Remember your baptism, that Jesus has washed you clean of all of your sins. Come to him, feast on the very body and blood found in bread and wine at the Lord's Supper. Continue to believe and trust what he has done for you and for all the world. He has died so that you may be made well. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hope and faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Awake, O Lord, and heal the wounds of your people. Strengthen those you have redeemed, that they may lead worthy and fruitful lives in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, you promise to tend your congregations like lampstands around your altar. Illumine them by your Holy Spirit to show forth your gospel in the present darkness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, by your word and promise, you have made us your people. Give us each day our daily bread, that we may find contentment in your gifts and with thankful hearts serve our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, you hear the cries of the faithful amid the laughter of this world. Sustain those who suffer for your name's sake, including Rick, Shirley, Glenn, Wayne, Linda, Arlene, Colleen, Leon, and the family and friends of Irvin Engel. Answer their prayers and vindicate them, Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, your presence abides with us in the body and blood of Christ in his blessed sacrament. Call us in faith to worship and receive him here, adoring him as our rock and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, see how this dying world mocks the power of your resurrection. Instill in us confidence in your promises that we may arrive faithfully at the gate of death and join with your saints in glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
At this time, we gather together our offerings. I was flooded like a river overflowing its bank,
until I was full of faith and love.
Continue with our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow upon us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You once revealed your name to Moses in the burning bush, and through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you unveiled the mystery of your holy name in the Trinity of persons and the unity of being. Grant that we, who have been baptized and instructed in the Trinity, may faithfully eat and drink of your Son's body and blood, and worship you in spirit and truth, O Father, through your Son in the Holy Spirit. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.